I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Now that school is back in session, there will be a few events going on this evening. It's a light dusting of volleyball matches. They include Ithaca playing at Seneca, Cooley Region Christian at Boscobel, Weston at Lafarge Youth Initiative, and Kickapoo at North Crawford, Arcadia at Viroqua, River Ridge at Highland, Darlington at Iowa Grant, Belmont plays volleyball at Benton, Wunniwuk Center at Cashton, Pecatonica is at Barneveld, Belleville at Wisconsin Heights, the Dells at Adams Friendship. In high school boys soccer tonight, River Valley gets back to action. They're playing at Columbus. Platteville Lancaster is at Mount Horeb. Wisconsin Heights Barneveld at Monroe. Belleville New Glarus travels to McFarland. West Salem at Reedsburg and Baraboo at Portage Poinette on the soccer pitches today. This week, there will be a special dedication at Kroska Park at the site or near the old baseball diamond, the big diamond at Kroska Park. Bob Totten has led an effort to get a plaque to commemorate all the great baseball and the players that played there. I spoke with him yesterday about this dedication, which is coming up on Friday at Kroska Park.
I guess it is a labor of love. Maybe I'm a little bit too sentimental in many ways, but you know, I spent a lot of time at that park growing up back in the 50s and the 60s and played a lot of baseball on the old diamond that used to be there. And I guess a couple of years ago when I was home visiting my mom and my sister, I had happened to stop at the park, and I've done that before as well, but I walked out to where center field used to be. That's where I played an awful lot of ball. And I just got to, you know, trying to visualize what the old diamond used to look like and kind of wondering, okay, now where was home plate originally there? And so that kind of got me started to look at finding out exactly where that was located. So I started looking for pictures, any old pictures I could find. And even my mom's old home movies, she has one set of movies that was taken from a family reunion back in the mid-50s when we were up at the old park and having a big picnic and playing softball on the West Diamond. But there were pictures there of the city team warming up on the baseball diamond behind us there. So I got to looking at that, and I found some other pictures. But I could never really place where home plate was. And so it kind of became a little bit of a struggle for me to figure out exactly where it was. And then I got to thinking, you know, if I can't find it, there are a lot of other people who probably don't remember anything about that ballpark, especially the younger generations. And I thought, you know, that's kind of a shame because it played such a big role in the lives of a lot of us who grew up in Richland Center, you know, playing ball there and swimming and doing all kinds of other things at that park. So I got to thinking, well, I know Pat Elliott, you know, Pat, and I knew Pat was a part of the park board. So I got a hold of Pat, and I said, Pat, what do you think people might say if I tried to get some type of a memorial established here near where home plate might have been, just in commemorating the old park? They eventually approved me to do a plaque, but it would have to be attached to something that was already there. And so that was Dr. Meyer's building that's there. So, and they restricted the size of it, which was fine, to 18 by 24. And so then I went ahead and I contacted some people here in Nina, and we talked quite a bit about how this could be done. And at first, I know that back in center, they were talking about maybe just some type of a plastic type of thing. And I said, no, I want something that's going to last a long time. And so I have a bronze plaque made up, and we're going to try to dedicate it on Friday.
Can you give us a little clue on what the plaque says?
It's called Our Field of Dreams. That's the title on it. And I have a home plate on it, and within the home plate, it there's a dedication to all the boys and men who have played baseball on that field over the years. And then I wrote a little poem that went along with it. That's over on the side, so I think I won't tell you what that says. Maybe that'll draw some people to come and take a look at it.
That is Bob Totten, a graduate of Richland Center High School, former resident of the area. He was named Outstanding Alumnus at Richland Center some years ago. And again, that plaque dedication will take place on Friday morning at 11 o'clock. All are welcome. Jackson Cherio singled in the tying and go-ahead runs in the bottom of the eighth, then ended Monday's game with a diving catch. The Brewers started their series with the Cubs by winning a 4-3 game. Abner Uribe got the win in relief, and closer Trevor McGill earned the save. Milwaukee took an eight-game lead in the National League Central. Going into tonight's game against the Cubs, Jacob Mizorowski will be the starter. Kristen Yelich talked about the team's offense getting going.
Yeah, it's really good at bats. Obviously start off with G. Mitch getting on there to start the inning for us. That was huge. Boyd was really good today. He's making a lot of good pitches, staying on the edges, just making it tough on us. And, the guys were battling. And, G. Mitch getting on there. And obviously Joey with the huge swing kind of set us up.
Pat Murphy says it was a team win again.
The thing that's the most impressive to me is the guys that Cherio had three at-bats where he had not looked good and came back and responded in his fourth at-bat. Same with Yelich. That's the kind of stuff that makes a difference, Lara strikes out at first and third in the eighth inning to end that inning, disappointing, and goes back out and makes a catch against the fence like that. That response type stuff is what it's all about.
Murphy went on to say it was an impressive win, hoping that it continues to go the way of the Brewers this month.
Defense is the thing we're doing, that's what we emphasize, defense, base running, pitching, and sometimes your pitching's young and you got to get through those times, but the base running and the defense make a huge difference. Look at what the Cubs have done. The Cubs are in playoff position because they pitch and they hit and they play defense, but don't underestimate the defense they play. They play great defense, so defense is in the equation.
Elsewhere.
No,
in the league yesterday, it was San Diego 3-2 over Washington. San Francisco, a winner against St. Louis, 5-4. Dodgers 6-3 over Cincinnati. Mets 9, Miami 4. Philadelphia 1-0 over Atlanta. In the American League, Boston 5, the Angels 2. Baltimore 6-4 over Cleveland. Detroit 5, Minnesota 4. The Athletics 6-5 winners against Toronto. Arizona beat Kansas City 5-4. College football last night, SMU over Florida State, 27-24. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell says the energy and momentum shifted in the second half of his team's 41-13 loss to Notre Dame Sunday night. ClutchPoints.com reports that the dominant second half showed that Wisconsin still has a lot of work to do. Fickell's team suffered through six penalties, two turnovers, and a weak offensive performance after half. The game effectively ended when a pick six gave the Irish a 27-10 lead in the third period. The Badgers have two winnable home games next before taking on rated opponents Penn State and USC. And this weekend begins the NFL's first weekend. Tucker Kraft of the Packers says it can't get here fast enough.
I've been looking forward to week one of this season for a long time now. Now that it's finally here, I'm just excited to, take an opportunity to really breathe it all in and then fire away.
The Packers have announced their captains for the season. Tucker Kraft is one of them. Also quarterback Jordan Love, safety Xavier McKinney, linebacker Zaire Franklin, and special teams member Isaiah McDuffie. Franklin, who arrived in an offseason trade, is the only newcomer, but he was a captain for the Indianapolis Colts for the past 6 years. That is an update on Tuesday Morning Sports. I am Phil Nee.